Hello. You are listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and Local Motion, our weekly public affairs show. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. In today's era of Obamacare and the Colorado marketplace and the political battle over medical insurance, it is hard to believe that you could find free health care services in the North Fork Valley. And yet, that was just the case on Saturday, August 3rd and Sunday, August 4th, when the Paonia Energy Tech building welcomed Remote Area Medical to Delta County. In some ways, it sounds too good to be true. Remote Area Medical, or RAM as it is called, is a major nonprofit provider of mobile clinics delivering free, high-quality medical, dental, and vision care to underserved and uninsured individuals. All RAM services are free and no ID is required. The organization is headquartered in Rockford, Tennessee. Last year, RAM conducted free clinics in 15 different states and in 3 different countries. RAM was founded by the humanitarian Stan Brock in 1985. Since then, RAM has treated more than 785,000 individuals, delivering $135 million worth of free healthcare services. Most of the clinics RAM conducts are in the South. In fact, the clinic's operation in Paonia last weekend represented the first time the organization visited Colorado. For this edition of Local Motion, KVNF News went to the RAM clinic at the Energy Tech building to talk to organizers and volunteers to get the story about this unique medical service provider. First, we spoke to the chairman of the board of directors for RAM.
Well, my name's John Myers. I'm the chairman of the board of directors for RAM. It's a volunteer position. And I'm an administrator. I'm not a doctor or a medical practitioner. I'm just out here to help where I can. Basically, most of my work is done behind the scenes, and finance committee work and fundraising and things like that. And of course, dealing with the media when I'm out here.
And I'm told this is the first time RAM has come to Colorado. Why did you come out here to Colorado today?
Well, Colorado always holds a special place in my heart because I lived here until I was about 3 and a half when my father was a physician at Fitzsimmons, and we used to have a little ski place up in Steamboat Springs and came out here a lot, so just love Colorado.
That was John Myers, chairman of the board of directors for the Remote Area Medical Clinic. You are listening to Local Motion here on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. Here on this edition of Local Motion, we're talking about RAM, the Remote Area Medical Clinic, that was in Paonia last weekend to provide free healthcare services. As we mentioned in the introduction, RAM was founded by Stan Brock in 1985. Brock is a legendary figure. Born in Britain in 1936, he was known as a film actor, television personality, author, and philanthropist. Along with Marlon Perkins, Brock co-hosted NBC's famous television show, Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. The series became one of the most watched television shows in the United States, with more than 32 million weekly viewers. The show highlighted animals in their natural habitat and raised awareness of the environment. Brock created the Remote Area Medical Organization originally to serve as a safety net provider of free medical care in remote areas of developing countries like Guyana, Mexico, and Haiti. The first American RAM clinic opened in Sneedville, Tennessee on May 9, 1992. Today, 89% of all RAM operations take place domestically. John Myers, the chairman of the board of directors for RAM, knew Stan Brock personally for many years.
Well, he was the one that brought me on board on 32 years ago. So yeah, Stan was a very close friend of mine for many, many years.
Tell me about some of your memories. Why is it that he got you on board with RAM? Why did you want to kind of do that with him?
Well, I knew him, and he was a client of mine from my day job, so to speak. when he was in the, the movie business and TV business, and got to know him then. And when he decided to start this organization, he called on me. He knew I was, knew something about finance and administration, and asked me to be on his board and help him form this organization.
He's kind of a larger-than-life character, huh?
Yes, definitely, definitely.
How do you feel about, kind of living through with his legacy here at RAM?
Well, we're going to keep his legacy alive, and it's over the last year, obviously, things have changed a lot in the organization, because it was what we call founder-driven. It was a founder-driven organization, and the board of directors generally just said yes to whatever Stan wanted. But since Stan's passing, it's our organization now. We have to operate it the way we see fit to make sure it continues and continues to grow.
RAM is an organization that relies upon volunteers at every level to provide its services. Myers talked about the critical role volunteers play in making the clinic become reality and how valuable they are.
Extremely. They're extremely loyal people. 99.9% of our what we produce, what we do, the services we deliver, are through volunteers. We only have, after treating about 45,000 individuals last year, that was done only with a paid staff of about 45 people, plus 18,000 volunteers. So without the volunteers and the donors, we wouldn't be here. If you want to learn anything more about us, go to ramusa.org, and you can sign up as a volunteer, or you can donate to the cause.
And do you hope to come back to Colorado?
We hope to, yes. And it's all about the host community. We only go into areas that invite us to come in, that have what we call a host group. And the host group puts things together, does their own fundraising, gets local volunteers, and then RAM comes in and brings, you've seen our equipment out there, brings the equipment in, several staff members, and then we put the word out for volunteers, which attracts them really nationally.
You are listening to Local Motion on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. We've been talking about the remote area medical clinic that came to Paonia last weekend to provide free health care services for uninsured and underserved residents of the North Fork Valley. We just heard from RAM Chairman of the Board, John Myers. In that last clip, he talked about how RAM came to Paonia. First, RAM has to be invited by local residents in the host community. Those residents form what is called a host group, which organizes the volunteers and provides local services to the RAM practitioners when they arrive in town. In the case of Paonia, one of those community members in the host group was Connie Emmons. KVNF News spoke with her to get the details about how the host group invited RAM to the North Fork Valley. And she talked about how the clinic ran over the course of 2 days at the Energy Tech.
The clinic offers free medical, dental, and optical to any community that invites them in. There are an order of things that they must provide for RAM to come to the town. And it's things like making sure they have a way to feed all the volunteers, beverage all the volunteers, beverage the patients, provide some housing for the RAM staff and core and some of the medical professionals coming to town. And the reason it's coming to Paonia is I raised my kids here. I came home last summer for 4th of July and noticed the need is greater than ever before. So I had asked RAM if they could do a clinic here. So I became the community host leader, and then we've got a great team of people helping us to pull this off.
RAM is headquartered in Tennessee, and you have a connection to Tennessee. Is that how it kind of came about? You knew about it from there?
Yes. I live in Knoxville, Tennessee, but I volunteered for 17 clinics last year. So I literally went from town to town where they were going, had a wonderful experience, but it opened my eyes to what true need is really out there. Everyone goes to registration. Then you go to triage, where we take your basic vitals, just like any other doctor's office. Then everyone has the opportunity. If they want to go to medical, they can. then you have to make a choice before you even, you know, are done at Patient Reg, if you're going to choose medical or dental or optical. So you can only really pretty much do one or the other. So say the first day you want to do dental, but you still need glasses, then get back in line that same night, same process all over again, and then you can go to vision. We do make most glasses on site. You get to pick out your frames from brand new free frames. Some are designer frames. And in most cases, we make them on site. You get to take them home that day. Some cases, if you have, like myself, a severe astigmatism in one eye, they don't carry that lens that I would need. So then they take those back to the home office with the frames you picked out, and then they will mail them to you in 3 to 4 weeks, sometimes less time than that. So, and part of medical is free for sports physicals for kids. You'll see a big semi come. It used to be a race car hauler. Everything on there that we need for a clinic is there, including autoclaves. It's a massive thing to watch all this stuff come off the truck. When you think, oh, there's nothing else that can come off of there, here comes a whole bunch more. And then it'll transform a gymnasium into a full-blown dental lab. If we show that we have enough volunteers and enough patients, then we have the option to say, we want you to come every year. And then we do the same process all over again, but a little bit less, because we already would have a location we like to do it at. Some volunteers would definitely volunteer again, but we need a stronger organizing team from the get-go, because it's a lot of work. And with only having a handful of people, it's been a challenge. But we are all invested in getting this done, but we would love to have more help next year.
That was Connie Emmons, one of the host group of local citizens who invited the remote area medical clinic to Paonia last weekend. Here on Local Motion at KVNF, we've been talking about the nonprofit clinic and its operation in the North Fork Valley, which represented the first time RAM has been in the state of Colorado. Emmons talked about the gigantic semi-truck that carries RAM's supplies to its clinics throughout the country. Last Saturday and Sunday, you could see the brand new shining white truck pulled up in front of the Energy Tech building. The trailer of the vehicle also serves as the location where eyeglasses are made right there on site during the clinic. So far, we've heard from the chairman of the board of directors for RAM, as well as one of the local host group members that helped bring the remote area medical clinic to the North Fork Valley. Both of those organizers spoke of the importance of volunteers in the organization. It is safe to say that without the outpouring of generosity provided by its many volunteers, RAM would not exist. After engaging the busy scene at the Energy Tech last Saturday, KVNF News spoke with one of those volunteers who was busy coordinating all of the various aspects of the clinic.
So my name is Lonnie Mon. I'm a clinic coordinator for Remote Area Medical, or RAM, and we're here in Paonia this weekend putting on a clinic to provide free dental, vision, and medical care to your community.
And this is the first time in Colorado, I'm told. Is that right?
It is, yes. It's a historic event.
Well,
yes.
Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, sure.
And tell me, clinic manager, what is it that you actually do?
Sure. So as the clinic coordinator, the clinic manager for this particular clinic, I work with what we call the community host group, which is the group of people that contacted us in Tennessee and asked us to come to your community. And we work 12 months prior to the clinic, working out all the logistics and just really planning everything from the food for the volunteers down to the site and how parking is going to work. We have a shuttle system working with the clinic today, so logistics were involved in that, making sure EMS is on board in case anything happens. We do all that leading up to the clinic, and then we're working with the local volunteers that are here. And then during the clinic, we come in the day before, we get everything set up so the clinic is ready to run first thing 6 a.m. on Saturday morning. And I bring a team of about 12 subject matter experts with me who help run the different areas here at the clinic. And we spend all day setting up, along with some of the partner school groups that have graciously offered their time to come. And then we execute the clinic. So today we're running the clinic from registering at the front door with the patients to making sure that you have guides all the way down to the dental floor and answering any questions to make sure everyone feels comfortable here at the clinic.
And no one is turned away. Everyone is accepted. Is that right?
Correct. Well, if everyone is accepted for what we have spots for. So the amount of patients that we're able to see is based off the number of providers or healthcare professionals that volunteer. We do check everyone's licenses, so we don't have any rogue dentists out there or anything. So yes, we look at how many dentists have volunteered to help out or vision professionals, and we have a formula to come up with about how many patients we feel we can serve. We don't want to turn anyone away, but we also don't want them to stay here all day and then not be able to be seen because, you know, once the dentists start going on 12 hours of work, it's not safe for them to keep going or us. So, but anyone can come. We don't ask any particular questions at the front door. We don't ask about your insurance or your income. You know, come as you are. The only thing we ask is kind of where it hurts so we can help assess which service area would best fit your need. And then we do put you through the patient registration process where we ask you some basic questions. But if you want to say your name's Jane Doe, that's fine. Just so we can identify you here in the building for safety reasons.
And what are the services? I know with vision you can get glasses and an eye test. And with dental, what's involved with that? Cleanings and what else?
Yeah, for dental, our services are cleanings, extractions, and fillings.
And this Haonia version of the RAM, you're anticipating, or its capacity is you can house 150 people, is that right?
Today, yeah. We're looking to serve about 150 services or based off the number of professionals that came to volunteer today. Sunday is a little bit of a shorter day because we do have to pack up our equipment and hit the road by late or early evening because we are located out of Tennessee. But yeah, so today we'll be accepting patients until about 3:30. Medical, anybody can see medical. You don't need a ticket or anything like that to come in. You do need a ticket to come in for dental or vision, and you can get those at the high school parking lot. We have folks up there that are helping with parking, and there's a shuttle that will bring you down to the clinic from there. But yeah, anyone is welcome. We do walk-ins for medical until 3:30 today, and we'll do walk-ins tomorrow until 11:30.
Great, and I'm sure you've done other RAMs yourself. How would you compare to Haonia to those other ones?
Oh, well, there's some similarities, but, you know, of course, there's some hidden gems here, too. We love being out here. It's beautiful. The community is just very communal. That's deep. No, it is just everyone that we've met, they've been very gracious, very grateful that we're here. Which just fuels us to want to continue to help everyone here. And we hope that people are able to come in and alleviate some of the suffering they might be or that might have been experiencing because they haven't been able to have access to healthcare.
That was Lonnie Vaughn, clinic coordinator at last weekend's remote area medical clinic in Paonia. She was one of the core group of volunteers that travels with RAM as it conducts clinics throughout the country. KVNF News spoke with another Corps volunteer, a registered nurse, who came to Colorado with RAM after working at several other clinics. He said that he became a volunteer with RAM about 7 years ago, after a midlife crisis sparked a desire to serve.
My name is Dave Maurer. I'm a Corps volunteer with Remote Area Medical, and this weekend I am serving as vision examination lead.
And tell me about your interest in RAM. Why did you want to be a volunteer with them?
Well, several years ago, I was having a little bit of a midlife crisis. I was having a big major milestone birthday, the big 5-0, and wasn't feeling as though I was doing anything productive with my life. I was in the end of a very miserable relationship, and so I thought that I needed to start giving back to people, doing something to make me feel better. I saw a documentary on remote area medical at 1 in the morning, and I thought to myself, gosh, I'm a nurse. I could do that. I could go volunteer and help others in need. Went to my very first clinic, and just fell in love with what they were doing and how they're doing it and the ability to give back.
What is it that you think makes RAM so special?
Well, the nice thing about remote area medical is we don't ask for any identification. We don't ask for any forms of payment. We are literally giving away free health care. And a lot of people don't believe it. They always wonder to themselves, well, what's the catch? How much does it cost? Do I have to watch an infomercial or anything like that? And in RAM's case, it's truly just free medical care. I enjoy giving to people that are helping and helping them out. And this is just a wonderful mechanism to do that.
And this one here in Paonia, you said you're the vision clinic.
the vision examination lead.
Examination lead. So for different clinics, you'll do different roles?
Correct. With remote area medical, I've been blessed to be trained in several different roles. I've been lead triage, lead medical. Next weekend, I'll be in Kentucky, where I'm actually the clinic coordinator in charge of the whole clinic. So I fill a variety of roles for RAM, depending on what the needs are.
And you've been to other clinics in a lot of other states. How would you compare Colorado? This is your first time out here.
Well, I've got to tell you, number one, of course, the scenery is absolutely beautiful. I live just outside of Chicago, so as I was driving in from Denver, I was just mesmerized by the people, the kindness of everybody, and the scenery that's there. I think there's so much possibility here in Colorado, and I'm really grateful that the community host group for Paeonia here reached out to us and invited us. I'm hopeful that the rest of Colorado hears the good news about what we're able to do and that other communities are willing to step forward and ask us to come and serve in their community.
And here on Local Motion, we've been talking about the remote area medical clinic that came from Tennessee for a weekend in the North Fork Valley. The clinic provided free medical services last Saturday and Sunday for the uninsured and the underserved here in Delta County. Perhaps the most impressive display for the clinic was the dental facility. The gym at the Energy Tech building was transformed into a massive dental clinic with 20 chairs available to the public. Volunteer dentists provided cleanings and fillings for anyone who needed it. The gym was a hive of activity as volunteers efficiently shuttled patients through the facility. KVNF News spoke with one of the dentists and learned that for some of the volunteers at RAM, helping others and providing medical relief is a call to service.
Hey, my name is Dr. Bob Meyer. I'm a general dentist that has redirected his life to doing missions full time. So I was in the Army 32 years, and then I was in private practice 17. And in the last 30 years, we've been doing missions around the world. And RAM is one of those great organizations that's helping people, not only in America, but in other countries around the world with dental and medical and eyeglass needs.
How long have you been a doctor here at RAM?
This is my first time with RAM. But I've been doing portable mission trips around the world for the last 30 years. And then I also run the restorative section of what we call Colorado Mission of Mercy, which is a large clinic, 150-plus chair clinic that we do every year in Colorado to help the poor in Colorado, and we move it around every year.
So you're based in Colorado. Do you live here?
I live in Colorado Springs. Retired out of the Army at Fort Carson and then went into private practice there, and we live in Colorado Springs. But this is the first time RAM has actually been to Colorado. So it was my first opportunity to work with RAM, and they're doing a great job here.
Well, as you look around here in the auditorium, and what stands out in your eyes, why do you think this is special?
Well, this is special because a lot of these people don't have an opportunity to get to dentistry. It's too expensive, or in most cases, for them to come and do dentistry. And my understanding is that the community asked for RAM to come here, and this is why they're here, and it's the first time they've come to Colorado.
Doing your ministry over the years, what do you think is the biggest need that you've seen from people?
Well, dental need is huge all over the world. Most of the world doesn't have dentistry, and they don't have safety nets like we do in America. But even if we have safety nets, like an operating room that somebody can go to, they're not getting treatment in the operating rooms. So people think that America is rich and the people don't have dental problems, but there's dental problems everywhere, and here's no different than around the world. Almost every state has areas that are very affluent in the cities and the metropolitan areas. But this is like Appalachia of the Rockies here, because there's not much dental care here, and people are in need and they're in pain and they can't afford dentistry, so they go without and they go in pain, and we're able to help solve that problem.
You've been listening to Local Motion here on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. In this edition of Local Motion, we spoke with members of the Remote Area Medical Clinic, a nonprofit organization out of Tennessee that visited Delta County this past weekend in Paeonia. RAM has come a long way since it was founded by philanthropist and television star Stan Brock in 1985. Since then, over 135,000 volunteers have treated more than 785,000 men, women, and children, delivering $135 million worth of free healthcare services. RAM also frequently responds to natural disasters around the world by delivering medical relief, supplies, and other humanitarian aid. Additionally, RAM is known for its robust veterinary program, which aims to lower the health risks and lessen the financial and psychological burden to families caused by the sickness of animals. By partnering with local and national organizations, RAM treats both domesticated pets in the United States and working animals around the globe. To date, RAM has provided vaccinations, spay and neuter surgeries, and microchipping to over 68,000 animals. And that brings this edition of Local Motion to a close. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.